that's what you discover when you get locked in your house with your family or whatever in the middle of a pandemic. You figure out what your priorities are. What are you willing to do? How much sacrifice are you willing to make? And I say that, we'll get back to Dr. Tom Borelli here just momentarily so he can comment on this enlightening bit of news out of Michigan. Tom's from Michigan. We are broadcasting from our new location in the Studio G setup, which is our backup system. Working well, by the way. We've gone live to Norway today, live to Greenwich, Connecticut. Everything's working well. But here's the good news for Michigan residents. In case you were concerned and worried that you wouldn't get the weed, you'll get your weed indeed. The state has implemented curbside pickup and has expedited the delivery applications to protect the cannabis industry during this pandemic. So don't worry. You have curbside delivery of weed and curbside pickup as well. So everybody relax. You can get your dope. All right? Tom, I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that.
That's an important public service announcement. I'm glad you did that.
There you go. Plenty of weed indeed. Everybody relax. Smoke them if you got them. All right, now that we've got that out of our system. Let's be honest, Tom. Have you been spending an inordinate amount of time at home, you and Deneen? You're locked in like probably everybody else. You're only venturing out because I'm not really fearful. I just don't know. I don't know if the guy that I walk by in the store or down the street, maybe that's Typhoid Mary. I don't know. So you just stay away from people. And I kind of applaud Americans from what I can tell. Everybody seems to be respecting the keep your distance thing, except for young people. But the rest of us that have enough experience to know are keeping our distance, right?
No, absolutely. And there's really no need to panic. And I think what's most important people have to need to realize is that this virus is not affecting every individual. It's affecting every individual differently, depending on your age. And those who are older are most vulnerable. So those are the people that we need to be most concerned about and actually stay away from, unfortunately. And this is how it's affected our behavior. Deneen and I have good friends of ours. He's about 75. She's about 76. One of them has COPD, the lung issue. So we want to go out to dinner. No, sorry, we're not. And you shouldn't. I mean, that's the kind of respect that we're dealing with, the way we're dealing with our lives. And that's sure what I think people really need to understand. And the nursing, most of the deaths in the United States have come from that nursing home in Washington State.
Same thing in Italy.
Something like 65 deaths in the U.S. and I think 29 from that nursing home. So it's the elderly, the most vulnerable, are the ones most affected. Doesn't mean everybody's going to be safe, but we really need to focus on them.
Well, and I agree with that. You look at the death rate in Italy as well. The death rate in Italy yesterday, I don't have an update number here today, was over 7%. But again, Italy had, this going back and forth to China went on for weeks longer than we allowed it here in the United States. They have an older population, and they've paid a very serious price for that thus far. The death rate as of yesterday in the United States, 2 days ago, I should say now, well, 1.84% and continues to plummet down. If you heard me say this earlier, Tom, as of the beginning of the day yesterday, 41,000 Americans had been tested. Test results coming back for 36,000 of those tested negative. Only one person in nine that believes they have the illness is actually testing positive. And this represents another problem to me. That means people, oh, my gosh, I don't feel well. I've got the virus. I've got to go to the doctor. Relax, everybody. If you've got the symptoms, get a hold of your medical provider. Make sure you know where to go. Do not go to the ER. They don't want you in public in the event that you do have it because you'll just spread it more. I mean, let's use common sense here. If you believe you have it, the tests are now available pretty much across the country. The state of New York, 7,000 tests or more will be conducted every day. This is going on around the country so we can get a handle on this. But as we do this, the numbers are going to skyrocket and the fatality rate is going to plummet. In Germany, the fatality rate is 0.21%. So there are some numbers all over the map as we get a handle on this. Your thoughts?
No, absolutely. And I believe my own opinion, I think it's going to come way down under 1% mortality rate because I think there are actually a lot of people who have it don't even know they have it because the virus affects each body differently. Everybody is unique, as we know. Everybody has a different DNA composition and a way to fight their immune system. So I believe there's going to be a lot more people who have had the virus who really haven't been affected at all. Asymptomatic is the word they use. And that's really going to drop the mortality rate. But that doesn't mean we don't need to be cautious. Again, we're out there doing what we need to do for the most vulnerable in our society. There's no need to panic. As I mentioned before, the medical technologies, the medical professionals, there are cavalry. There are going to be a whole sorts of treatments and ways to deal with this illness as it develops. So everybody's going to be fine. The vast majority of people are not really going to have a problem.
And that's exactly true, and that's exactly right. By the way, JR just chimed in. He was very excited to understand that there'll be curbside delivery and pickup of weed in Michigan. So, you know, at the public service announcement, Tom, you know, you can't understate the importance of that, and JR greatly appreciates you applauding that decision. Okay, Tom, so in Greenwich, everybody's kind of keeping their head down. The restaurants are closed, the bars are closed, the gyms are closed. So I guess there's plenty of time to listen to the radio, watch television, all of these sorts of things. Maybe read a book, get to know your wife again, to get to know your kids if you're close to them with the kids, right? I'll give you the last word.
No, absolutely. I think it's sometimes, you know, a timeout. Just think of us. We're a bunch of kids who've been misbehaving. Time to time out, sit at home and think about things, what you've been doing. Read a lot. Listen to good radio shows. Tune into America's Voice News. You got a lot of great information. For me, I'm going to be going back, hitting the books again on my old science field. I've gotten into politics of late, but I want to dig deeper so I can understand more and help communicate what the treatments will be to help the rest of Americans.
Well, you did great today, and we're going to keep you coming back each day because, first of all, it gives us another map to check in on what's going on in Greenwich, lets us know how people are responding there, plus great information. So put your bookworm hat on, Tom. We're going to be coming back to you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
There you have it. Dr. Tom Borelli, everybody, here on the Steve Gruber Show. He'll be back tomorrow, I believe. We're going to keep him coming because he is a wealth of information. Don't go anywhere. Final or two after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.